one of the few organizations that really cares about the individuals in the school districts, like custodians, maintenance workers, that often get overlooked. So we try to create a conference that provides them the training they need, and it gives them a chance to come together to exchange ideas. The vendors come in who support the different school districts. They're here. We have some vendors that have been here from the very beginning of the organization, almost over 50 years.
Okay, folks, I'm here at the FSPMA conference in Orlando, and it's lunchtime on the second day. And you know what? One of the board members stopped here and said, "I'll talk with you for a few minutes before I go eat." But I don't know how long I'm getting to sit here and talk with me. Doug, you and I have done this more than one time.
Yes, we have.
you're fully retired. What the heck are you here at the conference for?
Well, I still believe in what the organization stands for, and that's what's it's important to me. One of the few organizations that really cares about the individuals in the school districts, like custodians, maintenance workers, that often get overlooked. So we try to create a conference that provides them the training they need, and it gives them a chance to come together to exchange ideas. The vendors come in who support the different school districts. They're here. We have some vendors that have been here from the very beginning of the organization, almost over 50 years.
I was going to say, 1960s something?
Yeah. So we've had some vendors, as soon as we've had the convention, they've been here every year. I won't name any names because I don't want to advertise for anybody.
Now, you haven't been here that long.
No, I have not.
I was going to say, now looking at you, you might, people might say, you know, hey, I'm on the other side of the camera. They can't see the two different sides of this.
Exactly.
I have no hair. You have all of it.
Right. But last year, I remember I was, I tried to go visit all the vendors, thanking them for, being here, supporting our organization. And,
sure.
And one of the vendors said, we've been here every single year you've had a convention. I go, wow. And I told the board, I said, we need to start recognizing some of that. And that we do, but I think it's important we even do more so. Recognize some of these vendors, because they really support us. I mean, the financial aspect makes this convention possible.
Well, yeah. I mean, money still drives everything,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Okay. So before we go any further, tell people who you are and what do you do and why were you involved in the first place, I guess?
Well, I retired from Pinellas County Schools. I was a general manager at that time, and the union actually approached us about teaching the FSPMA custodial training program. And so I volunteered to do it. So I went up to my mentor, who's Eddie Flicker, who retired from Pasco, and learned under him, came to the conference, took the two-day course, did some more training, and then we implemented that program in Pinellas County Schools. And after a year or so, I told my supervisors, I said, since we're doing this in the district and really stressing it, I said, I'd like to maybe attend some of the board meetings to have a little input for Pinellas County School and be more than just teaching a course, but to really be more involved. And so once I attended the board meetings just as an observer, I all of a sudden became a board member without my even realizing it. Undeserving, but...
He got roped into another position that he didn't know anything about.
Just like you have many times.
No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, one thing about you is, we have relied upon you for, about 4 or 5 years? Or more?
Seven now.
Yeah, seven. I remember contacting you, and you would you taught maybe just one class here. Now it's becoming almost a whole day.
Yeah, a whole day tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, because of your training, even though it's not exactly our training, it complements our training in many ways. So what a better person to do it than you, right?
Well, actually, tomorrow I'll actually be doing actually no training on custodial. It's all generic stuff tomorrow. So it'll be kind of the first day for that. Totally generic.
But even our custodial program, we sometimes don't always talk about how to do things. We talk about the importance of our job.
Well, sure.
And, like the first two courses, the first course is people in the job, and it's why we do what we do, what's our part, what role do we play in educating the children of the state. And then even though it may not talk about cleaning, you may not talk about cleaning, you're still going to be complimenting, encouraging our people.
Yeah, because it's still people.
Exactly.
And I think that's why you and I are still here, Doug.
I know. And that's even though I retired, I wanted to still be a part of it because I believe it's important because it emphasizes the importance of that group of individuals who work hard every day. They're the first ones at a school and they're the last ones at the school. And if the school's not clean, you know, then if we don't have our crews, then it's noticeable. It affects the learning environment. And I just think that's very important. But we're one of the few organizations. There's other organizations out there.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But because this originated from the state, it seemed like we're the only organization or one of the few that really cares about the individuals. We're not just having them come here to pay us money to make money. No, like I'm not getting paid a salary. You're not getting paid.
No.
Except through your employer, you know, whatever. But so we're not benefiting financially. We're the money that comes in basically just provides the food, the facility, the trainers that come in. That's so we're not like an organization that's making a bunch of money off the individuals. We're more of a just like some of the some of your organization. You're with what? It's okay if I say who you're
sure,
with.
Sure, yeah.
Gem Supply. You've partnered with FSPMA, but you also partner with school districts when you provide chemicals and for sale. I know you make money, but yet it's still even though you make the money, it's almost like you're really more supporting us because you're providing us a service that we need to do our job.
Well, Gem Supply is who I work for, but I run the Academy of Cleaning Excellence.
Exactly.
And so it's not the same thing because I'm just about education.
Exactly.
Gem sells product, but
they still support us.
Correct. They still support the organization, even with me sitting here. I'm paid a salary, and they're supporting you through me being here to doing this with you.
And then we have other companies like NCL. They're here on a regular basis. Spartan Chemicals, they're always here. Diversity, so many. I mean, we can go on and on and on. On the website, it'll show you who they are, but just so many different vendors who, and that's where I learned about a lot of that. It's Gem and Spartan and other companies. When I came to the convention, I met these individuals, and they said, hey, we've got the new equipment that will help you be more efficient and do a better job. And so if otherwise, I may not have even known about it, you know?
You know, I think the thing is, I'm going to go back to the retirement thing,
right?
Because, you know, here's the interesting thing. I had a mentor some time ago said, one thing about the cleaning industry is that once it gets hold of you, it never lets go.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think of you and I think of him when I see you of that comment, you agree apparently.
Yeah. Before I moved down here to Florida 30 years ago, I had my own little janitorial business where I cleaned buildings.
Right.
So when I came down here, I got a job with the school system where I started cleaning buildings as a custodian at night. And then worked my way from there. And just it's in my blood. And I became a trainer, you know, for the district. And now I train here. And it's just something I believe in. It's like a part of us. You know?
Yeah, and I think this is one of the things people that go into retirement, you know, that they need still something
right.
that motivates them, no matter what. I mean, life issues and all the issues that we have to deal with get in the way, right? Absolutely. But I live in an RV park, and I watch people retire that have no goals, nothing to keep them busy. You're not that way.
Well, I was worried about that.
Oh, really?
You know, when I retired, I thought, you know, if I retire, because I went to FSP and said, listen, I'm retiring. I said, do you still want me to be a part of your organization? And I said, because I really would like to, because it would give me purpose.
Purpose,
and,
right.
And I was afraid I would become like some, and not this bad, where I sit down in front of a TV all day long and then go to bed and get up and watch TV all day long and go to bed. Now I can, you know, I can travel a little bit for committee meetings and here at the conference, and it's given me a purpose, plus the other organization I belong to. But it's just, you know, you're right. You should be retiring too, right?
No. I've got a few more years, Doug. I got a few more. Well, I wouldn't say retirement's not productive, but you know that. But I am in the pre-retirement years.
Yes.
You know, there is no difference. You know, there. I mean, it is a conversation. You know, next week I turn 66, and I'm thinking those lines, but I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not the best at what I do, but I just believe in what I do, and I believe in what the organization stands for, and I mean, it's not just the organization itself, because it's made up of people from all different districts in the state, but also the vendors, the companies that have sponsored over the years, they're also kind of a part of it. They pay to be here, and they have to sell something, but some of them are here every year, and they may never really sell a whole lot, but they're here because they believe in this organization.
Oh, but and they do through the year. And so
exactly,
yes. So this is a time where even though they may not sell today, this week,
right.
That's not the whole purpose.
Yeah, planted a seed.
It still is, as one guy that came and talked to vendor, he said, you know, it's all about repetition.
Right.
And it's all about being seen. And he says, and this is a different climate. This is a different atmosphere.
Exactly.
And I think that's why we enjoy coming to conferences, especially now we're supposedly post-COVID.
I know.
Yeah.
Then you read the newspaper and it says COVID cases are rising, so you never know anymore.
Yeah, well, there's another pandemic coming. Hey, you know, speaking of what's coming, I noticed that the hall got cleared out here. That
yes.
means that other people are eating and you and I are not.
Yes, and I think it's important that we keep our strength up to go in there and get some food to eat, right?
Absolutely. Doug, thanks
Thank
for coming
you,
by and talking.
Appreciate it, yes. It's been a pleasure. Now, that's what I was going to say.